Chapter 25, Friendship. Friendship is one of the true treasures of life. Real friends are not just there when things are going well. They are the ones who show up in the storm. They check in when you have gone quiet. They listen without judgment. They remind you of your worth when you have forgotten it yourself. Anyone can stand beside you in the sunshine. A true friend holds the umbrella in the rain. The reciprocity of friendship. Friendship is never one-sided. If you want great friends, be a great friend. That means giving as much as you receive, sometimes more. It means showing up when it is inconvenient, not just when it is easy. It means listening even when you do not have answers, celebrating their wins without envy, and sitting with them in their losses without needing to fix everything. Friendship is reciprocity. It is a two-way street paved with trust, loyalty, honesty, and care. When both sides give freely, the relationship becomes richer and deeper over time. Why friendship matters. In a world that can feel disconnected and rushed, friendships are anchors. They keep us grounded, balanced, sane, and emotionally supported. Studies show that people with strong friendships are healthier, handle stress better, recover from setbacks faster, live longer, and are happier overall. Why? Because human beings are wired for connection. We are not built to handle life alone. There is comfort in knowing someone has your back no matter what you are going through. One solid friend is enough. Here's the truth. One solid friendship is worth more than 100 shallow connections. You do not need a massive circle. You do not need thousands of followers or a long contact list. What you need is a handful of genuine people who you can call at 2 a.m. and know they will answer. Nurture those relationships. Invest time in them. Water them like a garden. Friendships that are cared for grow stronger. Friendships neglected wither away. A personal note. I have had my share of acquaintances, people who drifted in and out of my life. But the friendships that lasted, the ones I still treasure today, were built on honesty, trust, understanding, and loyalty. These friends walked with me through victories and defeats. They did not always have answers, but they had presence, and sometimes presence is the greatest gift a person can offer. Friendship as a choice. Friendship does not happen by accident. It is built, it is chosen, and it requires effort. But the return on that effort is priceless. A true friend multiplies your joy and divides your sorrow. The best description of a friend is someone who knows everything there is to know about you and is still your friend. A true friend accepts you with your warts and all. Such friendships are rare, which is why they are so precious. Acquaintances are different. An acquaintance is someone you know casually. You do not trust acquaintances with your deepest thoughts, emotions, or struggles. A friend, a true friend, knows the real you and stays anyway. Friendship and family. Ideally, your best friends should include your family, starting with your mother and father, your spouse, your children, and if you are lucky, your grandchildren. Family is omnipotent. It is everything. When family is not present in your life, the good friends you make in the world become the next best thing. They become the family you build. Being a friend to yourself. Friendship begins with self-acceptance. To be accepted by others, you must first accept yourself. You must respect who you are. You have to be your own friend. You cannot move forward while constantly criticizing yourself for decisions you made long ago. You cannot grow if you refuse to forgive yourself. If forgiveness feels overdue, it might be time to move yourself into group 2 from earlier chapters, the group of people who make positive changes in their inner self. The moment you begin that shift, you set the stage for others to see you differently. People will notice your confidence, your peace, and your openness. Somewhere in that crowd of people around you is someone looking to be your friend. Get comfortable with who you are, warts and all, and invite new friendships into your life. Friendship and happiness. Happy people usually have one or more true friends. They nurture those relationships, honor them, and protect them. They understand that friendship is a privilege. Unhappy people, especially those stuck in old negative programming, often struggle to maintain friendships because they battle self-doubt, fear, anger, or unresolved issues. You cannot give love or happiness to someone else if you do not possess it yourself. If your friendships are lacking, the first step is not to search for new people. The first step is to become the kind of person who attracts authentic connection. The seasons of friendship. Not every friend stays for a lifetime, and that is okay. Some friends are with us for a season, helping us through a particular part of our journey. Others walk with us for decades. Some friendships fade naturally, not because of conflict, but because life paths change. Instead of mourning every friendship that drifts, appreciate what that person gave you while they were in your life. People enter our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, and all three forms of friendship add meaning to the human experience. Reflection exercise, strengthen a friendship. Write down the name of one friend who has been a true source of support in your life. Ask yourself, when was the last time I told them how much they mean to me? Reach out to them this week with a call, a visit, or even a simple message. Let them know that they matter. Friendship is not only about having people in your corner. It is also about being that person for someone else. When you nurture friendships, you are not just enriching someone else's life, you are enriching your own.